From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations crack their activation codes, finding the simple tweaks to enhance both performance and employee engagement. I spend a lot of my time running pulse checks, like having these open and honest conversations with teams about what they most need in order to deliver, develop, connect, and thrive, you know, to be fully activated. And one of my favorite things about running these pulse checks is seeing the leader's face when I share the results and recommendations back with them. Because almost always, they are bracing for recommendations that will cost millions and take months to implement. But also, almost always, they're surprised by how many pieces of low-hanging fruit are right there for the grabbing. Because in nearly every organization, there are these small irritants that everyone just deals with. Things that frustrate us or slow us down or inhibit the quality of our work. But they're so commonplace, it's just always been that way. And so rather than solving them, we ignore and grumble and slap a Band-Aid on it, and we just deal with the frustration. One thing I see over and over is this angry, cranky tension that takes place between teams. It irks and it irritates and it drives resentment while also inhibiting collaboration and efficiency and customer, client, or patient outcomes. This year, I'm putting my foot down. I want us all to band together and decide it's time to solve this one and move forward and feel happier and be more productive. Are you with me? So today, let's talk about how to turn this friction between teams into productivity and even a little bit of collaborative delight. First, just start by naming the problem. We have to begin by recognizing these spots of tension for what they are, to recognize that there are two or more sides to every story of why a thing didn't happen the way that it should have. Like in a professional services firm, I'll talk to the sales team during a pulse check who says, our job is to capture the customer's timelines, needs, and specifications, which we then pass off to client services, who totally ignores it all. But then I'll talk to the client services team who says, we get all of these batty requests and specifications from sales who has no regard for how much complexity they're asking for. They only care about making their numbers by dumping all the responsibility on us. Or I'll run a pulse check in a healthcare clinic, and I'll talk to the patient registration team who says, we have so many doctors here, and each one expects us to have their patients fill out their forms and follow their process. Each one is different, and it's impossible for us to keep track. And ultimately, the patients get frustrated by how messy the check-in feels. But then I'll talk to the doctors, who say, why is it so hard for registration to manage such a simple intake process? Once the patient gets to my office, I have to start collecting their information from scratch, and I wish patient registration would just do their jobs. In these examples, everyone is right, and everyone is wrong. The problem is we're making all these assumptions based on what we see and experience, but we miss the chance to consider what's happening on the other side of the wall. We default to pointing fingers, but we have to start raising these issues up. To get really specific about the points of pain or breakdown, this is where a solution will begin.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey, it's Rachel. If you're like me, then you love hearing from inspiring leaders, especially when it comes to the bold decisions they've made on their journey to success. That's why I recommend checking out the new season of Deep Purpose from Harvard Business School. Renowned business mind and HBS professor Ranjay Gulati sits down with executives from companies like Levi Strauss, Unilever, and Alaska Airlines to discuss the courageous business decisions they made and the impact they had. Don't miss out. Listen to season two of Deep Purpose wherever you get your podcasts. And tell them I sent you. So now it's your turn. Are you having beef with another team or colleague? Rather than letting it fester, just start by calling it out. Remember, we can't solve what we can't see. Next, have a fingers-down conversation. As in, no pointing, just talking, openly and safely. A lot of the grumbling and resentment happens in private. Sales talk to sales. Doctors talk to doctors. No one is talking across the aisle, which means no one is expanding their understanding of why these things might be happening. In the course of a pulse check, one of these open conversations is often the first step I recommend to a leader who's managing feuding teams. Because while each team blames the other for incompetence and apathy, almost always, this is not what's going on. The real problem is almost always a lack of understanding about what's happening on the other side of the wall. So I encourage leaders to bring the warring teams together for a share. I often facilitate these to ensure we're creating open and safe spaces, grounded in sharing and learning, not finger-pointing and profanity. The goal here is not to have a kumbaya moment or a big revelation, but just to start to create a bit of understanding and empathy for the situation that the other team is facing. When sales can understand the pain of implementation of all of their promises, when client services understands the pressure of wanting to meet client needs in the moment, we can all start to move slowly away from rage and blame and into a zone of compassion, which sets the stage for resolution. Next, define your non-negotiable outcomes. The next step is to ask and answer with the end in mind, what absolutely must happen and where can we be flexible? Like in that healthcare clinic, certain pieces of patient information must be collected up front so the doctors can diagnose and treat. But maybe how that information is captured, what forms and fields, can be negotiated. In professional services, maybe sales has to promise the delivery of a product to the customer, but maybe there are standard windows of delivery rather than the customer always dictating to their whim. So your turn. As you sit with your professional frenemy, what is the outcome that you both know needs to happen? Start there, and then everything else can be negotiated. And finally, find your compromises, as in, what can you do for them and what can they do for you so that you both achieve the same outcome? In that professional services firm, I loved seeing some of these agreements these two teams were finally able to make, while letting the vitriol and frustration go. Here's where they landed. The teams agreed together on standardized timelines from order to delivery. Sales would stop making promises the client side could never implement, and client services had to understand the urgency and challenge themselves with a bit more speed. If a customer was really demanding an exception to the timeline, sales would run it by client service before they made any promises, and they could only make two exceptions a month. And finally, client services agreed to review their own processes each quarter looking for new efficiencies, and if they found any, sales would be the immediate beneficiary. Ultimately, everyone ended up winning here. Each team suddenly felt partnership where they used to feel resentment. And the customers always knew what they were getting, and they got it more consistently. So now your turn. Where is there a possibility of compromise between you and someone who may be working harder than you've given them credit for? Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to crack its activation code, dialing up performance and employee engagement. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.